And it's in the spirit of honoring our commitment to governing for the public good that we're here tonight. Time is short, and I would ask conferees to support the motion that Chair Rest will make. Chair Rest.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. My motion is to adopt House File 5247 as amended with the A24 amended. This is essentially the tax provisions in the bill that are the CTC expanded with an appropriation to the Department of Revenue for outreach, and also the tax provision from arising from moist snuff, the taxing of moist snuff, and grants to the organizations that taxpayer assistance organizations and tax preparer, nonprofit tax preparer activities. It also includes the language from House File 3436, the Transportation Labor Housing Bill, and these are the conference committees. The conference committee report from Senate File 5236. I think that's supposed to be 5326. So that's wrong. Senate File 4942. That is the Energy and Ag Bill. Senate File 4399. That's the Human Services Bill. Senate File. These are the conference committee reports from Senate File 4697. 99, and House File 5247, House File 5363, which is a paid family leave bill, House File 2609, which is the straw purchasing bill, Senator Gustafson's bill, House File 4247, and the language, I need to check on that one. House File 4257, and in the language from Senate File 5019 as amended, that's a managerial plan. That language is currently in, was heard, amended, and laid over in the state government bill. And my motion includes instruction to council and the revisor to make any technical and conforming changes to align the language and the spreadsheet. Madam Chair, that's my motion. I request a roll call.
Chair Rest has requested a roll call. Is there any discussion on the motion? Senator Weber.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's hard to know where to begin, to be honest with you. I guess tonight we saw that the Timberwolves won, but unfortunately the people of Minnesota and the legislative process has lost. Actually wound up in the dumpster, to be honest about it. I know that when it's all said and done, that there's going to be some type of rationalization that goes on. Well, you know, those Republicans, they just talk too much, they debated too much, they filibustered too much. And man, Madam Chair, I don't know what's happened in the House the last 2 days, but let me tell you about what's happened in the Senate. The last 2 days, I mean yesterday and the day before, we had 18 hours of recess. There was no talking going on, nor was there any talking going on between the Senate leadership to the minority leadership about how do we have a reasonable end to a session. And then today, we come up with this garbage bill. I mean, I hope the people of Minnesota are paying attention. This has got to be one of the most disgusting ends to a session that I have seen in the 12 years that I have been here. And the reality of it is, there have been a number of days that there could have been action taken, but never have I seen the mismanagement of a legislative session that I have seen this year. And I thought it was bad enough, quite frankly, when the minerals article of the tax bill followed a route that was totally not in compliance with how it is done in this body. I thought that was a bad enough gross violation of process. But it is absolutely nothing compared to what I am seeing here tonight. And so, you know, I really don't have much to say other than to express my complete and utter disgust. I'm sure by the time this hits the floor, I will have thought of a few more things. But quite frankly, Madam Chair, I'm not sure I or anyone else will get an opportunity to actually speak, because I'm sure there will be an effort made to rush this through and not give the people of Minnesota a chance to see an actual, true, and honest debate. So with that, Madam Chair, I'm done.
Is there any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Gomez?
Gomez, aye.
Chair Gomez, aye. Chair Rest?
Aye.
Chair Rest, aye. Representative Lisgard?
Lisgard, aye.
Representative Lisgard, aye. Representative Agbaje?
Aye.
Representative Agbaje, aye. Representative Lee?
Aye.
Representative Lee, aye. Representative Norris?
Aye.
Representative Norris, aye. Senator Weber?
No.
Senator Weber, no. Senator Huschild?
Aye.
Senator Huschild, aye. Senator Putnam?
Aye.
Senator Putnam, aye. Senator Dibble excused. There being nine ayes, eight ayes.
Madam Chair, that has to be recorded by body.
Okay, so first you say there being whatever ayes and whatever nays on the Senate, and then you do the same for the House side.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair Ress. Mm-hmm.
So there being on the House side, five ayes and zero nays, and on the Senate side, there being three ayes, one no, and one excused.
There being five ayes, zero nays on the House side, three ayes, one nay, one excused on the Senate side, the motion carries and is adopted. That concludes our business for the evening, and with that, we are adjourned.